Now, you're listening to the God Chasers Podcast, hosted by the homie Brinson. You God chasing or nah?
We chase God. We chase God. We chase God.
You know what it is when you see us coming. Forces of darkness, they be running. Pray it up, ain't no games, we on something. I chase God. We chase God. I chase God.
We chase God.
But what?
We chase God.
I chase God. We chase God.
But what?
I chase God.
I chase God.
We chase God.
But what?
I chase God.
I chase God.
We chase God.
From here on out, this here is your answer.
You God chasing or nah?
Episode 208, the God Chasers Podcast in over 100 countries. My guest this week has had a run on this podcast. She has been on the podcast before. She has had one of the longest running songs in the God Chasers Podcast history. She not only is a barsmith, she's not only a lyricist, songwriter, she has unique perspective on success, life, buried in the Bible. Not only is she coming back from a time machine, but after she get out of the time machine, it's like she never walked away, and all the people have been salivating for years for more music, and now it's here and things are coming. My guest this week.
What up? You are funny, B.
I know. So So I'm going to hit you with rapid questions.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do first. We're going to have some fun first. We're going to have fun first. Then we're going to dive in.
This audio only, right? This audio only?
Nope. What's your favorite food?
Don't have one. Sorry.
Favorite car of all time?
Favorite car? Grand Am. Pontiac Grand Am.
Is there a specific year?
1999 and 2000.
Okay. Outside of rap, what is your favorite genre of music?
But I love melody, so I would say singing.
Okay, like R&B, anything singing?
Yeah, yes,
R&B,
like the R&B vibes. Yeah.
Okay. What is the city that you want to visit the most that you haven't been in? We got her.
Pretty much been to every city. In the United States,
you don't got to be out of the country. Okay, we're gonna come back to that one.
Anywhere in Africa.
Anywhere in Africa. Okay. Who was the first Christian rapper you ever heard?
The first? I feel like I'm going to say his name wrong. But it was it a dude named T-Bone? Or
Yeah, T-Bone. Yes. Shout out to T-Bone.
Yes.
He be tongue twisting West Coast.
That
T-Bone.
He the first one I ever heard. Like, and that was way before I was even a believer. So, yeah.
Now, I'm about to go in the recesses of your mind. And I don't even know if you're gonna be able to pull this out, but we're gonna see.
Okay.
Your favorite bar you ever heard in Christian rap? Oh, the reset. I'm telling you, you gotta dig deep.
I don't have a favorite bar.
You don't have a favorite bar?
I don't even know. I have the most impactful one.
Okay, what's that?
I don't have a favorite.
What's the most impactful bar you ever heard in Christian rap?
Funny. I mean, listen, it's so simple, y'all, but I can't give you the story. It is a bar from Truth when he said, Jesus, y'all know the name, but y'all ain't feeling him like Novocaine.
Ooh, shout out the truth. Okay.
It's a reason for that, though. It's a reason for that. I was a babe, but then, go ahead with your rapid question. This one.
Best book you ever read.
Wait, but you're going to make me come back to that.
Okay, we'll come back to it.
Okay, you said
Best book.
Outside the Bible. By Lee Jenkins, actually. What's the name of the book? My Business, or Your Business Is His Business. Something about with legacy. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my favorite. I bought that in college, but it deals with finances from a biblical perspective.
Yeah. Do you still own it?
Yes.
Okay.
I go through it once every year.
Certain chapters. Good. Okay, well, let's go back to the Bible. We got two more questions. Favorite book of the Bible?
Proverbs.
Okay. Favorite scripture? I have trouble with this one. Favorite scripture today? Let's just say today, all time.
I'm saying of all times.
Okay.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. That's my favorite.
And boom, and boom. Yeah. Wait a minute. So we got to go back to the city you want to visit the most. Oh, you said Africa. Okay, we ain't got to go back to that. So you said go back.
But you know, I'm going to have to, you're going to make me think about them.
Okay, so.
I traveled a lot as a kid, so.
Bonus question, and this is just for me.
Favorite bar you ever written?
I could not answer this question, so I said, I'm going to ask you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think I have one.
You got a song on a movie on HBO Max. How did that happen? Like, tell about the song and how did that happen?
How the song happened or just that? Plain and simple. Somebody hit me up, reached out to me on my website, and told me that it was a documentary that they were working on, and they heard my song years ago, and they remembered that song and wanted it to be a part of that documentary. So that's how that went.
And you know the God Chasers podcast, we always talking to entrepreneurs, kingdompreneurs, people in ministry, and you all about having fun.
And
on your social media, you always sending cryptic messages. Mm-hmm. What is something clever?
That happened on accident. It happened on accident. So me and Lil Breezy, every time I was traveling, like, we would just go places, and I love to record, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would just be getting footage, and then I'll put little clips together. And one day, and then I'll post it on my page, right?
Right.
And so one day, she and I, we were texting. I was like, dude, I gotta stop posting this. You in like almost every video, all up and down on my Instagram page. This is ridiculous.
Right.
It did. And then she was like, at this point, we just need to go ahead and make our own channel. And I said, stop playing. She was like, for real? And then I asked her, I was like, well, what would it be called? And then she was like, I don't know, something clever. And then I was like, wait, actually, that sound dope. She was like, well, I said something clever. That's cool. So, that's how that came about.
But what's so funny, this is one of my questions, and then something on your shirt says,
oh,
something clever. Yeah. So is there clothes coming?
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff. We have even actually... This do-rag I got on is one of ours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurs, y'all, look, I just want all the entrepreneurs to look. If you're listening audio, sorry, you can't see this, but she got Brandon all over the place. She's showing out. It's a God flex happening. One thing I admire about artists is when they help new artists. And you have been doing that for the past few years. Tell us about the artist who you've been grooming for the last maybe 3-4 years.
Oh my goodness, here you go. It was on accident. So it's not something that was necessarily planned, and I don't know. But Bree, I think Bree is really that's the one who I would mention, because
this is who I was talking about.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, she cool, but she sings.
Mm-hmm.
And she, outside of her singing, she's just a very creative individual as well. And most of the times with people who are creative, sometimes you can get stuck because you have so many ideas and you don't know where to begin, or, you know, what should I start with? Or you have certain high expectations for yourself. So with Bree, she's one of the people who've been around me and just kind of get to see my process and how I do things. And by being around, we've just began to create together. And then she began to stretch and do things, even on her own, that she does on the side creatively. But this is not, you asking me as if it's, I don't know, it's just, it's not, it wasn't anything that was planned. You know, it's kind of, I'm doing life and then it's just unfolded. So I don't have a structure to anything.
Doing life with her. That's what I'm hearing you say. For me, for people who don't know, the artist is Bree Cross. She is actually featured on Before He Cracks the Sky. Shout out to Bree.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you can hear her rap and sing on Before He Cracks the Sky. But I didn't know about her until watching Under Five's videos and seeing them do things, and you've brought her into your process, and she has seen what you do creatively, and she is gleaming learning because you've been doing this a while, so you're way ahead of her creative speaking and knowing how to do your process. So she has really been doing life with her by looking at your life. So here goes something I wanted to ask you, because we haven't even talked about your music yet, because I think that, you know, that's a small part of your life. Give me your views on food and health.
Ooh. Well, you know me, B. You know.
No, I know the other people need to know. tell the people. Let the people know what your views on food and health, because 2020 we had many interesting conversations and just the way that you view food and health. So what are your views on it?
Well, okay. I know right now health is really a big thing. It's a trending topic, right? But this is something that I've been very aware of, like, for years, for a very long time. And I think it's something that we tend to overlook. However, I'm very big on natural things. B, why you got me talking about this? Yes, I'm big on natural foods. I don't really do a lot of supplements. I don't take any supplements. I'm just very big on getting our nutrients from what we put in our mouth, what we consume. I think it's important. I'm big on water. I don't drink soda. If I do, it may be once in a blue moon. You know, like I probably get, I don't drink soda. I drink juice. Only once in a blue moon. I don't drink juice either. Like our daughter would tell you, she said, "Mommy, you don't like." It's like I have a sweet tooth occasionally, but I don't eat sweets a lot either. Like I'm just
and you grow a lot of food, right?
Well, I don't grow. Well, let me tell you, I was gonna start planning, and this is how Brie got actually, you know, she got into the process of planning food because of our conversation. And shout out to Bree. She the one who really do it more than I do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, she got into growing and everything. We do have our backyard, but that's something I want to really focus on this summer.
Growing up as a kid.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. We live down south. So I didn't even know you could buy vegetables and fruit from the store. Because we grew everything in our backyard. It wasn't until we moved here to Milwaukee that I experienced buying fruits and vegetables outside of a store. Prior to that, I didn't even know.
And you got an interesting perspective teaching children. Why do you think it's important for adults to teach kids outside of the regular public school system?
Well, number one, I don't think that school prepares you for life. I think about your own self, and any viewer that's watching this, you got to ask yourself, out of everything that you were taught in school, what are you applying on a daily basis outside of possibly math and reading? What else are you applying? Even the type of math that you learn. What are you applying from that? So this is why I really believe it's important to teach your kids outside of what they getting at school. Because I of course, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom and I homeschool. My view and my focus is preparing her for real life. So even though she's only 9 years old, she understands what assets are. She understands how to be a creator versus constantly consuming. She understands the concept of currency and understanding that currency can go beyond what we call money. She understands investing and she picks her own investments. And why do I think it's important? It's important, number one, because if we are in the kingdom of God, how are we supposed to do God's work and we don't have anything to work with? When Jesus went and called the disciples, okay, the obviously those men, their families were straight to the point financially where they could leave their job and go. You get what I'm saying? And because of that, even I don't want to, you know, you and I have a record coming out with the feature, and this not dropping today. Is this podcast?
No.
So then I can talk about.
Okay, yeah, you can talk. Yeah.
Okay. So just like with my husband, He was out of work for 3 months. Now imagine, you know, what that could have done, neither one of us working in the household. So not only did we have to continue on with the bills, but there were other obligations on top of the regular bills that we had. So I'm just saying, I teach her about finances because it's important. And she has to learn how to be a good steward with whatever God gives her, a good steward of her time, a good steward of relationships, and a good steward when it comes to money. Because the word of God says that money is a shelter. But yes, kids retain a lot more than what we believe they do.
If you could give adults two things that you think would prepare kids outside of what school teaches, what would you think two of the most important things that adults should teach the next generation that will prepare them? Just above, hit me with two.
Above everything, the first thing is to fear God.
Okay.
The fear of God is the beginning. Come on now.
It's the beginning. It's the beginning.
That's the beginning of wisdom. So that's the first thing, you know, because if you're teaching your child about God and they seeking God, boom, that's one of the first things. And the second thing, I really believe that you need to teach your kids about money. You need to.
What? Man, you're making me dive more into it. What's pivotal? What's one pivotal thing that they should be teaching about money? Is it a spending habit, saving habit? What is a pivotal thing that you think is grossly overlooked?
It's not just one thing. It's everything that goes and deals with money. So let me tell you, I'm talking about from earning money. Okay, that's the first.
Stay right there. Okay. Go. Yeah, talk about
our,
earning.
Our daughter, she understands that she has to earn what is given. However, I mean, sometimes, you know, we do just bless her. Just, you get what I'm saying? But she understands the concept of earning. She is not entitled just because it is mommy and dad. But that is something that she had to learn and that she had to be taught. This is very important. And why is that important? Because I don't want her to have a government assistant mind.
Man, it's so good. I want to go somewhere else, but this is really rich. Going into the mindset of earning, is that mindset of job, creating entrepreneurship? Like, are you exploring all lanes of earning with her?
Oh, she's done all lanes. She started at about 6 years old. So she has her own products that she sells, that she understands she can earn income from.
Shout out to Cupcake Honey.
You hear what I'm saying? So that's one.
Yeah.
She works for me when she wants to earn money. Mommy, what can I do? Or even sometimes when I will have packages, she will put the packages together for me and then I pay her for her time. You get what I'm saying? So she understands both of the concepts because they are both important. You get what I mean?
That's so good.
So working, creating your own, and also investing. So she has money that she has invested. And she has to watch her investment. She understands that it can go up and that it goes down. And she understands what she invests in. That is from digital to actual physical assets that she owns.
Now, that's people. Go to IamUnder5.com. Okay? That's all after this mindset of people understanding like who you are outside of music, now we can finally talk about music. And you know, I love the spirit of entrepreneurship, the spirit of enterprise, and you have something set up where people can get your music. And I have been preaching this the entire time of the God Chases podcast since its inception in 2015. So how can people really get your music first?
On my website.
Where's your website?
IamUnder5.com. IamUnder5, that's the number 5.com.
And you have a set called people called the VIP. Who are what talk about these people?
Brisson, come on, man.
Talk about it. Let the people know. So we trying to get you some more VIPs.
Okay. Well, I just removed that feature because I had it up there for a limited time, but there's two sets, right? Mm-hmm. So I have an email VIP list, but I also have a mobile VIP list. Mm-hmm. And these are people who they can converse with me directly whenever. Sometimes they shoot me a text, they encourage me. Sometimes I shoot them a text and encourage them. But these are the people who receive anything that I'm doing before anybody else. So they mm-hmm. get the opportunity to hear the music or to see the merch. And not only that, but they get certain, they get certain perks. Yes, they do.
Yep.
They get certain perks.
So you have your own Patreon before Patreon was Patreon.
Well, I guess you could say that.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. And but the thing is, Patreon don't get a cut of what you're doing. Hallelujah. 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 So now, finally, let's talk music. You have released 3 singles. Talk about them.
No, I have not released no 3 singles, B.
3 singles. Is it two?
Only 2.
Name them.
This the first one was Stay Up, and then uh-huh. this one that's coming next. We lit this.
Oh, I thought it was 3. Okay. Look, I'm back.
You mixing our conversation. You know a third one is
coming. I know a third one coming. So talk about the 2 singles. Let's talk about Stay Up.
You funny. Well, I mean, see, this is why I can't do interviews, because by the time I didn't have the second interview, I don't even want to keep talking about it. But what you want to know about Stay Up?
Talk about the creation and the meaning.
Bet. Well, you already know how a Stay Up came about, just even with the beat and everything, right? So we were having a conversation. I had already been writing a lot of different records, but I didn't feel like this is it, because you were sending me a whole bunch of music.
And they don't need to know all of that.
You just write. You don't want them to know the real.
Well, go ahead. Talk to them.
And then I told you, I was like, I need that one where it put me in a mindset to make daddy proud. Remember I told you?
Yep.
I said, because I want it to be fun and light. And you was like, you know what? I think I got the perfect thing. You sent me a beat, but you know that had to be, you know. But this is how Stay Up ended up being birthed. Mm-hmm. Was from that initial one that you sent me when I told you what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But just about the song, man. Just my heart behind it is thinking about the mercy of God is greater than anything I can ever get, and is greater than anything I can ever give.
Mm. Mm.
So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to stay up. Even in life, you know what I'm saying? We don't always get it right. We don't always get it right. So even though, it's like I'm trying to keep moving, even though I might fall. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Gotta keep moving, even though I might fall. Man, y'all, I'm trying to stay up. But how do I stay up? That's when I'm like, that's right, stay up because of his mercy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I know that none of my deeds worthy. Mm. So yeah, man. Yeah.
And the new single that's already out, We Live This, powerful song. You gave, I'm not going to spoil it because I want people to listen to it, but you gave a testimony that's so needed for people to hear to increase their faith. And I can't say enough about We Live This. So after you listen to this podcast, I want you to go to her website, download it from her, and then go stream it. Download it from iamunderfile.com and then go stream it, because the testimony is worth more than what you're going to pay for it. The testimony, when you hear it, 2 things is going to happen, because I'm going to tell you what happened to me. I went on an emotional roller coaster. 1, because when you've been through traumatic events and you could relate to what she's saying, but then the up part of the roller coaster was, you know who God is and how faithful that old faithful God is. So you hear it, and then at the end, you just end up feeling relieved because you're like, you will recall how God brought you out, and then you'll be able to rejoice with her. So you ain't even got to talk about it. I just want people to go listen to what you have to say on that. So we talked about the singles. You have a project coming, and it's been a time frame. 1159 came out in 2005. So this is a, how many year gap? 18 year gap?
It's crazy.
18 year gap from projects, and now you back with a new project. And of course, people are going to know because I'm going to announce it on the God Chasers podcast. And lastly, you speaking of HBO, you're in another documentary that is out. And I believe today you can get it on godchasers.com and Apple TV and YouTube TV and Google TV. So Under Five is on HBO. She's on Hulu. She's on Apple TV. She's all over streaming networks. A lot of Christian rap artists, and a lot of rap artists can't say that. So is there, how can people find you and how can people reach you?
You can go straight to my website. I am Under Five. That's the number 5.com. Once again, that is I am Under the number 5.com.
Pick up We Live This, pick up Stay Up, join her VIP list. Anything you want to give to people before, any scriptural, anything you want to give to people before we out?
Man, trust God. Acknowledge God in all your ways, and He will direct your path. I'm telling you, commit your work to the Lord, and He will establish it. Because I know we're in a world where everybody trying to get to the bag, but the secret is you get to God, and the bag is just the extra. You get what I'm saying? Because you can have the bag and not have God, and you know you're still gonna be searching and yearning for more and desiring more, because it's a hole in that bag. So whatever it is you desire to do, you commit that to God and let Him establish that thing.
Boom. You heard it here. All 100 countries. Y'all go peep out Under Five. We Live This. Under Five. At IamUnder5.com. And thank you to all the Patreons who continue your support at the God Chasers Patreon page. Hey, you God chasing or not?
Hey. Feeling good with the little I got. When you experience real love, it don't take a lot. Matter of fact, it's better to have that than to have the hatred and the drama. I know that they tryna flex. Sorry, I'm not impressed. I don't envy when you have more and I have less. Been on both sides, experiencing the lows and the highs. That's probably why I got a different state of mind. Boasting my flaws, I know who's cleaning me off. Cause I wasn't made to fail. And when I fall, I ain't gotta stay there. He's strong when I'm weak. Seem like an oxymoron to me. Why they be bragging on the stuff depreciating on the daily? I'm bragging on the grace God gave me. Tryna keep moving even though I might fall. Tryna keep moving even though I might fall. Tryna keep moving even though I might fall. Me and y'all, I'm tryna stay up. That's right, stay up cause of His mercy. I'm knowing that none of my deeds work. Right, stay up cause of His mercy. I'm knowing that none of my deeds worthy. I'm knowing that none of the accolades or money I invest or I save can replace the joy that I get from serving. What's better? The grind of Yeshua. Straight shooter, I'ma give it to ya. I can still manage what I got and glorify Him at the same time. I'm grateful that He gave me the same mind. I'm not saying money is evil. It's a shelter for the people who use it the right way. You can enjoy what you make. Just don't flash for your sake. He giving 100-fold in this lifetime. 100-fold ain't what I magnify. Even when I drop the ball, cause I'm so flawed. It's His job to redeem, not mine. Y'all stay up. Tryna keep moving, even though I might fall. Gotta keep moving, even though I might fall. Yeah. Tryna keep moving, even though I might fall. Me and y'all, I'm trying to stay up. That's right, stay up, cause of His mercy. I'm knowing that none of my deeds work. Every day I gotta stay up, stay up, stay up, stay up, stay up, stay up.
like a song in the vault. Ain't no turning back, cause that's how Lot's wife turned to salt. Need to block all the demons, even clean the evil thoughts. Then go talk to my Jesus, always seems to help me walk. I got faith, so I need the works like I want all the toppings. Know I'm on the right path once I hear the world is mocking. Devil need to hang it up like a brand new Christmas stocking. It's not Santa at the door, it's the Holy Spirit knocking. Faith won't drop like Fitzgerald with the ball. If I let... When I call, only one way up to heaven, and it's not the Babel Tower. Jesus washed me in the blood, that's a different type of shower. And the message that that pedal stem from God, that's a flower. Savior died for every sin, that's the greatest superpower.
I get to walking out this storm, I won't start, yeah. I get to moving out of regions to the top, yeah. One thing I know that my faith won't drop, yeah. One thing I know.
Submitting these thoughts and I ain't ever gon' stop, yeah. You know we get there, chillin', take a listen. Feelings on submission, you can't tell to see the difference. Sick to go with tip and tap, focused on missing that. They be tryna mold the word, boy, this ain't a fitted cap. Man, what you doing, dawg? Can't let you ruin, dawg. And you ain't Nathan Drake, so take them ruins out. Uncharted territory, losing money, losing faith. Yeah, you know the story, even Sully's scared to say. God gon' get the glory, he say give me every day. But I'm struggling, wonder is there a better way? And that's a fact, no, take that out the back. No more kidding the feed, and I'm here to show you what he has, bro. That's on that prank.
GodChasers.com, baby. Make sure you subscribe to the God Chasers podcast.